Kit Fitzsimmons here, back with our local financial coach right there in your area, John Kelly, the president of Kelly Financial Services, based in Hickory Hills. If you're in the Chicago area and need help taking a second look at your financial plan, or if you need to put one together to begin with, the number to call is 800-477-1135. John, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, Kip. How are you doing yourself?
I'm doing fine. Let's start off with some email questions from listeners in your area. We always like to take a look at what is concerning the folks around you. And the first one comes from Rick in Aurora. Rick says, I have so many retirement accounts that it's making my head spin. I have a 401k at work, an IRA, and a Roth IRA. My wife also has a 401k, IRA, and Roth. And then we have a joint brokerage account. So that's seven different accounts between the two of us. Is that too many? Should we be consolidating?
Well, Rick, to be honest with you, that's a good problem to have. But unfortunately, a lot of them accounts cannot be consolidated. You can't roll your 401k while you're working unless you're 59 and a half in most cases in this country. Your IRAs cannot be combined with your Roth accounts because your IRAs are done with pre-tax dollars that you get the deduction on, and your Roth accounts are done with after-tax dollars, and they're going to be tax-free when you pull it out. And you cannot commingle your wife's accounts, so you cannot commingle retirement accounts of a husband and a wife. So the way you said it and the way you asked these questions here, there's really not too much you can do here as far as consolidating. When you retire, both you and your wife, or when you get over 59 and a half, however, a lot of your companies and 401k plans allow you to do what we call an in-service distribution, where you can roll that into your IRA and at least protect the asset. So a lot of people remember what happened in 2008 when we had the big market correction and when people were ready to retire. Well, that prolongs your retirement goal, your retirement date, in a lot of cases 6 to 7 years to make that money back. So that is something you possibly could look into, depending on how old you are right now, and keep an eye on that in the future. So just know when you reach 59 and a half, find out if your plan allows you to do what we call an in-service rollover, where you protect the bulk of that money and combine it into your IRA, and then you choose the allocations or where you put it.
But that's not something that he should be concerned with because it's too confusing, right? There are reasons to roll money over, but it's not that there are too many accounts. It's just that he's having a difficult time keeping track of them. Could he sit down with someone to go through what they're doing separate from each other?
Absolutely. And I mean, a lot of places we can have them at the same company or same carrier, depending on what they're looking to do. Both husbands and wife. I mean, if you have one at a bank and one at a brokerage firm and say one at an insurance company, that can get confusing and mind-boggling. So it just depends on what the purpose for the money is, what your intentions are going to be. And obviously, there's a lot of ways to make it a little bit more simpler, especially if they're working with one advisor. I'd be more than happy to sit down and help you.
Absolutely. The number to call to reach John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. Sometimes it's as simple as finding out what those different accounts are doing for you so that you know where they fit into the overarching plan. The number again, 800-477-1135. All right, let's take a look at an email from Glenda in Oak Lawn. Glenda says, I saw an advertisement at a local bank for a CD offering a 1.25% interest rate. That seems pretty good to me compared to other CDs I've seen. What do you think?
That is a pretty good rate, just depending on how long the term is. So that's one of the things I'd ask you to look into. Usually, they're 5-year terms for that kind of rate today. And what's the purpose for the money? So there are other alternatives out there. Glenn, if you'd like to sit down, we'd be more to help you. There's some tax-deferred vehicles you can put your money into that has safety guarantees and generally getting a little bit higher rate, and the interest would grow tax-deferred. So a lot of people we see today, one of the main things that get hammered on their Social Security is from taxable interest, 1099 interest they have from these CD accounts or brokerage accounts, and they're not even using them. What's the purpose for this money? Is it something you're going to need in the short term? Is it for long term? Is it to pass on to your children? But again, just look and see what you're looking to do. And I said, if that's the best rate you think, there's nothing wrong with it. Just make sure that you know the purpose for the money.
It's nice to be able to lock in a nicer rate like that, but make sure that you're considering what you need that money for. If you need it in the short term, then maybe locking it in is not the best option. Just go over all of your possible strategies and make sure you're using the strategies that are going to work best for you. If you need any help going over your plan to make sure you're on the right track, you can reach John Kelly and the team at Kelly Financial Services today by calling 800-477-1135. We've got time for one more email, this one from Carol in Lombard. Carol says, my husband is driving me crazy. Starting off on the wrong foot already. Driving me crazy because ever since we retired, he won't let us spend money on anything. He doesn't even like to let the temperature in the house get below 76 during the summer because he doesn't want to pay too much for air conditioning. We have plenty of money, but he's paranoid that we're somehow going to run out. How do I convince him that we're going to be fine and he doesn't have to act like we're always on the verge of bankruptcy?
It sounds like he's really worried about risk. And honestly, believe it or not, most of our clients today, when we do our workshops around this city here, the biggest concerns Americans have today is outliving their money. So it is a valid concern he has. But I would also take a look at, see, where does he have your money at? I mean, is it in banks or is it in brokerage accounts? Is it places where you have risk? I mean, is it in real estate? Everybody's situation is different. There are a lot of financial vehicles out there where you put your money in and you will never outlive the money if you live to 120. You might spend it all, but you'll never outlive the income. And I think that's the biggest thing that people are looking for today is eliminating the risk, getting a good steady return on their money, but also never have to know. The biggest thing I always say to our clients is peace of mind in retirement is when your checkbook gets down to zero on the 30th of every month, you know it's getting filled back up again on the 1st. So I don't know if you guys have a pension, what Social Security, what sources of income you have in retirement, but I definitely would say, hey, come on in, set an appointment, we'll sit down and we'll see if we can ease his frustrations and his concerns.
Absolutely. The number is 800-477-1135. It's time to take the worry out of retirement. Make sure that you are sitting down with a professional who handles these kinds of issues every single day. If you need any help taking a look at your plan, or if you need to put together a retirement plan to begin with, the number to call to reach John Kelly is 800-477-1135. And John, this is a perfect opportunity for folks to take advantage of your weekly offer. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Kip. Anybody who wants to come in, we'll sit down, we'll do a full financial review for them, take a second look at what you're doing as far as what your fees are, your concerns are. We'll also do an income plan report for you, and we'll also give you a copy of The Retirement Miracle, Patrick Kelly's national best-selling book on what tax-free income looks like in retirement.
It's very important that you sit down and go over all of these pieces of the plan. A plan that's missing crucial portions of it is not a plan, is not a complete plan. Make sure you have a complete retirement plan, that you are taking a look at all of these reports, all of these strategies that are out there that you might take advantage of. The number to call to reach John Kelly today is 800-477-1135. Sit down for that initial no-cost consultation. Again, no obligation, absolutely free. John keeps spaces on his calendar open specifically for radio listeners, so make sure you're giving him a call and sitting down for that no-cost consultation. The number again, 800-477-1135. And we'll be back with John in just a few minutes, so stay with us here on the Financial Safari.
This is Shannon Reeves, your mortgage angel. This week, let's talk about private mortgage insurance and what that means to you. If you're purchasing a home and you're planning to put down less than 20%, you are going to be required to pay private mortgage insurance. Now, what is private mortgage insurance? It reimburses your lender in the event you default on your home loan. You, the borrower, are responsible for paying these premiums. Most of the PMI policies will require that you pay this premium monthly. However, there are some options of paying the mortgage insurance with a large upfront payment at the consumption of the loan. Your PMI fees are going to vary depending on your down payment and your credit score. Your lender must automatically cancel your private mortgage insurance when your outstanding loan balance drops to 78% of the original home's value. You can speed up the cancellation of that mortgage insurance cancellation by keeping track of your payments. Once the loan balance reaches 80% of the home's original value, you can request cancellation of mortgage insurance. And this is Shannon Reeves, your mortgage angel.
Did you know that 401ks often have high hidden fees? They could be eating away at your savings. Talk with an expert to uncover these fees by visiting the Safari team at financialsafari.com.